File system update and its future.
Hello everyone, thanks for listening to my topic, UFS file system update and its future. Due to my visa application issue, I didn't find a proper way to go to Brussels on site. Therefore, I have to upload a video for online presentation. My name is Xiang Gao, and I've been working on Linux kernel stuff for most 7 years, mainly focusing on the local file system stuff. I guess UFS is still familiar stuff for some people. And here I try to give more useful information of UFS. Hopefully it is helpful to everyone. So UFS stands for Enhanced Read-Only File System. It was originally started in the late 2017 and available since Linux 4.19. It is designed to be a generic high-performance read-only file system with a very simple but effective core on-disk format design. As a result, it almost has the best performance among the current in-kernel read-only file system. UFS is kernel mountable as a SQL archival format replacement of traditional CPIO and TAR, and it is currently contributed by community lovers Alibaba Cloud, AirDance, Copac, Google, Huawei, Oppo, and more. So as an option, UFS supports profile LD4 and LVMA transparent data compression. However, UFS can live without compression as well. It is targeted for various high-performance read-only solutions such as system partitions and APX for Android smartphone and other embedded system, blue CDs and container images, as well as AR datasets. There are many useful features which are actively under development, so if you have any suggestions or contributions, are always welcome. There are several main use cases for UFS. The first main use case is Android system partitions. So Android has several read-only partitions which behave as system firewall, which means Android core can only be changed by way of an update. So in this way, it has many benefits, such as it is easy for vendors to ship, distribute, keep original signing, golden images to instance, and it is easy to roll back to the original shipped state or do incremental updates. And it is easy to check data corruption or do data recovery even in a very low level, such as hardware. Also, it is easy for real storage devices to do hardware write protection and even more. So why are we introducing UFS? Basically, because existing read-only compression solutions in kernel cannot meet our performance requirements. But we need to do compression for our low-ended Android device, smartphones at that time. That is why we design UFS and sort it out from the beginning. We handled many basic common issues of generic read-only use cases to get a high performance read-only file system. In addition, it is good to switch APX to UFS on disk format as well. Also, currently, APK is also another archival format. If it becomes UFS mountable, that may leverage the latest on-demand lazy polling as well. So here is the first demo which UFS is running on Android Cuttlefish emulator. Our second main landed use case for UFS is container image with a user space program called Nedus. Dragonfly Nedus is a user space example which uses internal UFS to leverage its functionality to do faster container image distribution like lazy pooling and data deduplication across layers and images. Currently, Nedus can do lazy pooling for Nedus UFS images as well as StarGZ images and original OCI images with an extra minimal index, which is much similar to another project which is called SOCI. For more details of Nedus itself, you could also refer to another topic which is called Nedus image service for confidential containers at confidential computing dev room. So on the left hand side, it is the Nedus architecture. You could see that an image format could be built with the advanced features such as lazy pooling, data deduplication, and native or OCI compatible modes. And then a read-only file system for containers such as RunC, Kata, KataCC, AI modes, and software package can be run by NetSD with Linux, macOS, Fuse, WebTilefs, and UFS over FS cache with page cache sharing. So on the right-hand side, it is some partners which are landing Nedus and Dragonfly solutions. The second demo, UFS, is running with Nedus for container images. So first we run a Nedus container. and it finished in 16 seconds. Then it runs OCI container. You can see that it finished in 27 seconds. So that it indeed saves times due to lazy polling. So this is the third demo. In this demo, URFS is running with the original OCI and NADA Slim indexes for lazy polling. Note that this use case is still under development, so that we could optimize it even further. So first we start reading the OCI container. And it costs 26 seconds. And we build NADA run indexes for OCI images. So next we start the run OCI container. And you can see it cost 21 seconds. And that is the file system. You could see that the NADA Slim index is very small. So next, I will go into take some minutes to give a brief introduction of URFS core internals. So as an effective read-only internal solutions, core URFS on disk format is quite simple. Almost all URFS on disk structures are well aligned and laid within a single block, which means they are never across two blocks for performance. So on the left-hand side, it is on-disk superblock format, which contains the overall file system statistics and the root inode NID. Each URFS inode is aligned in an inode slot, so that the basic inode information can be in the same block, and they can be read at once. On the right-hand side, they are URFS on disk inode format. Short extended attributes can be kept just next to the core on disk inode, as well as chunk, compress, indexes, and inline data. Here is URFS on disk directory format. URFS directories consist of several directory blocks. Each block contains two parts called deranked part and name part, so that with such on disk design, URFS can do a name lookup with binary search, which makes URFS more effective than other exist in kernel read only file systems, and kept in a simple implementation. So here is an overview of NADA's use case. You can see that it has almost have two parts. One part is called which is called bootstrap, also called primary device, which has meta block and data block. So the meta block could have superblock inodes and some inline data. and the other data blocks could have directory blocks or some blocks for regular files. And the other part is called the blobs, which could have external data, which is separated with chunks, so that in such designs, blobs can be referred with the metadata. And the details of a compressed data is somewhat not quite trivial, but it could be referred from the following links as well, if you have more interested. Here is a ERFS recent update. The first two features called chunk-based file, which could implement sparse files and data deduplicated plain files. The next feature is called multiple devices and blobs. So ERFS image can refer to other external data as well. Since 5.19, ERFS over FS cache has been already landed, which is already mentioned by some materials available online as the following links. Since 6.1, ERFS has been introduced a special inode called packed inode for tail data, so that tail data all the whole of files can be deduped or compressed together. Also, since 6.1, ERFS supported global compressed data deduplication by using ruling hash. ERFS over FS cache page cache sharing is still working in progress. So here is a ERFS compressed data deduplication test result. You can see that compared with ScratchFS, ERFS is more space-saving by using this new optimization. So in the next year, we will already plan some new features. Many of them are already working in progress, such as verification solutions and data deduplicated encryption solutions. We also have FS cache improvements together with Badance folks, such as failover, multiple daemons, and directories, as well as daemonless. And more features can be referred to with the following links. So that's all of my topic. Thanks for listening again. If you have more interest in ERFS, please kindly contact and join us. Thank you.
We actually have time for 5 minutes of question. We don't know how bad the lag actually is, but we can type the question into the chat if you have one. Or you can just ask it.
Thanks for the talk. There was mention of a self-contained verification solution. Did you compare this with the MVerity, and what advantages do you see in the verification solution you are working on?
Should I write it? I mean, you can also write it, yeah. Do you have the app installed, like the FOSSUM app? If you go into the schedule, then you just need to click a link. Thank you. This is a text-only development room, by the way, as you can see.
Testing.
People can just